You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. All right. It is good to be back. Wednesday night version of Nightlight here over across the beautiful state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've been waiting to say those words for 6 days. It is good to be back behind the mic and talking to all of you fantastic listeners. Thank you for being with me here tonight on Wednesday. Hope you had a great Pete's Staycation 2025. Conrad, how did you celebrate Staycation, Chwaba Staycation 2025?
You know, last night when John and Gordy were, you know, guest hosting, they were like, it was kind of a spooky theme. So they thought maybe you vanished, actually, instead of a vacation.
Listen, I listened to part of that this morning. And I was like, oh, I'm really glad I booked Todd Michaels, who's going to talk about the paranormal on Wednesday. Right. This is like, they're going to think we changed the format of the show. But no, big shout out to John and Gordy. They are so fun to listen to. They're like, they just compliment each other so well. They're just great at radio and really good guys. So thank you to John and Gordy for filling in Monday and Tuesday. Thank you to Aaron and Aaron Carreno and Catherine Lake for filling in on Thursday. Thank you to Conrad for holding down the fort. And who am I missing? Who else?
Your guest in the best of.
My guest in the best of. They did a great job, too. Much better than the first time around. Yeah. Seriously, though, it is great to be back. And thank you again to all those fine folks at Civic Media. Great team. Great show tonight, too. Coming out of the gate swinging. We're doing tonight what we do here. We're going to talk to some really cool guests. Todd Michaels, our old pal, who used to work here at WGBW and Civic Media. Todd is now doing, he got involved in another endeavor and is crushing it as I expected he would. Todd will be here at 6:35. Todd is also a paranormal investigator, and he will talk. I have some great topics to talk about, Todd, You ever hear of like those planes that just disappear from the sky?
Yeah. Yeah. There was one over a sea or something. I forget what it was called.
The Malaysia one?
Yes.
In 2014.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
That is so far considered to be the biggest aviation mystery of all time. Like they can't describe it. So we'll talk about that with Todd. Todd also mentioned another really cool thing that happened. Not a really cool thing. A guy passed away, but he also, a paranormal investigator around Todd's age, was hosting a show and died. A doll. Where are my questions here? The Annabelle doll tragedy. And this just happened recently. So we're going to talk about that with Todd as well. So he's always fun to talk to, and I love when he's on Nightlight. And then our pal Matt Miller will be here in hour number two at 7:20, talking movies and TV. Matt is a Milwaukee film critic and a great guest. Love talking to Matt about movies. I say movies and TV because they kind of go hand in hand, but Matt mostly has an emphasis on movies, but we'll find out what Matt is watching as well. So all that, a great question of the night. Pete and Conrad back on the airwaves. All is well in the world, folks. Hope you're having a great day, and it is great to have you here on this Wednesday. You know, it's going to be weird because I took 4 days off, and it feels like it was part of 1 week and part of another week. It feels like 2 weeks. It's like, I think one other time I took that much time off in a row since I've been here, and it is weird. It's like, wow, maybe I'll just retire. I don't know if just kind of like sitting here, you know?
You know, when I went to Italy last year, that felt like 2 months. It was 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
But it felt even longer than that.
Like when you got back, did you have trouble like going, what does this button do again?
Like, I did a little bit. I was like, how loud does this need to be? You know, where does this need to be? Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, but it is great. Great to be back. I had a great staycation with the family. We tried to do nothing. Staycations are difficult because, and you guys chime in on this if you have thoughts about staycations, because I think most people do them to save money, which is why we did it this year. We just couldn't afford to go anywhere real big, you know, so we stayed at home and we just said, we're not going to do anything. That's hard to do when you're in your home. It's so tempting just to pick up your phone or to do something household that you wouldn't do when you're on vacation. It's a challenge, but we made it work. I got to go to a fish fry.
Nice.
I'm not really off on Friday nights, so that was fun. We went to the Little River Country Club in Marinette. It was glorious.
What was your fish of choice?
I went with the walleye, pan-fried.
You can't go wrong with the walleye.
You can't, but I will say this. I have very few regrets in life, Conrad, but if I could go back to last Friday, I would do deep-fried.
Oh.
How do you like that? I like the crunch.
Yeah, I mean, deep-fried perch is one of my favorite things ever.
Yeah.
Even better than that, though, deep-fried bluegill.
You've said that before. I got to try bluegill.
I don't know if I've ever had bluegill. It's so good.
A lot of people have said, do you like smelt?
I don't think I know what that is. Is that a fish?
It's a fish. You catch them like by the thousands in a net, and then they're really small.
Yep.
And I think you just like pan fry them and butter them. My dad will order smelt once in a while when we go out. And I remember when I was a kid, they used to catch them like in the rivers in Chicago or something, smelt, and they would cook it up. And I was like, that's kind of weird.
It's the most unappealing name I've ever heard smelt, of for a food. Yeah. That sounds like some metal.
Yeah. Just name it skank or like grossness or something like that. But I have to say, too, you know what? Let's get to the we have a fun question tonight, folks. And it's high time I brought up what it was because you guys had a good question last night.
Yeah, it was great.
And we did something like that with, was it just ghosts, though? But they had aliens and ghosts. And what was your experience? I like that. That was really it's nice when you can listen to your own show and learn from radio legends. So, all right, I'm going to find the, let's do the question of the night. What do you say?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, Bloody Mary chasers measuring distance in time instead of miles. Those are things we do here in Wisconsin. So my question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite Wisconsin quirk? What do we do differently here that you like? We say bubbler instead of drinking fountain.
Yep.
There are all kinds of things. And I didn't realize measuring distance in time instead of miles was a thing, but I guess it is. How far away is that? About 15 minutes. How do you know that? What if I'm walking? What, you know? So I thought that really cracked me up. But let us know what you think. We say things differently. People say, one of my favorites is or no.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge one.
Here's another one I've noticed. I love when people say this. This could be everywhere, but I tend to only notice it when I'm in Wisconsin. When you get to the stoplight, go straight. Just tell me when to turn. Don't tell me. I don't know. Is that weird? Is that me being picky? I'm going to go straight until you say, just tell me when to turn.
Yeah.
And now we have GPS anyway, but that one kind of cracked me up. And I saw yours. A couple can mean anywhere from 2 to 100.
You know, it's like you go out with your friends and I'm going to grab a couple beers and it turns into
100.
there's a couple of guys walking and there's like a whole group.
Right. There's another one my friend Steve Seagren pointed out. He's been on this show, and he said, in Wisconsin, you guys ask questions in a statement, like, going to the store, Pete. It's not really a question. So those would be my two, asking a question as a statement and the or no. Conrad says, a couple can mean anywhere from 2 to 100. What do you guys say? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. You can text us on the app. Very easy to use. If you don't have the Civic Media app, here's what you do. You go to your local app store and you download it.
Oh, yeah.
It takes about 7 seconds, and then you are all set. And if you're listening on the stream or watching on the stream, I should say, at Facebook, YouTube, or X, you can drop us a stream comment there. Either way, it's great to have you. And we want to know, what is your favorite Wisconsin quirk? So the Bloody Mary chaser is kind of funny because I don't think you need... Bloody Marys are not, it's not like you're doing shots of Jameson or Wild Turkey.
Oh,
they're pretty smooth.
Oh, Wild Turkey. Oh.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Oh, yeah.
For that, I could see a chaser. But, like, for a Bloody Mary, they give you practically, at some places in Marinette, they give you almost a whole beer. And here's your chaser. It's like, oh, free beer. Okay. So we have all kinds of fun stuff we do here in Wisconsin that sets us apart, folks. Let us know what your favorite Wisconsin quirk is. That is tonight's question. I was laughing today because I did hear John and Gordy last night. I listened to you guys when you were doing the open of the show. And John, or one of the two, said, do you have trouble telling those guys apart? I just call him John or Gordy.
John or Gordy.
Hey, John or Gordy. I'm kidding. I said, they said they got scooped. They scooped me. And that must be a radio or journalism term. Like they got to a story before I did because I was off the air. And they were talking about Taylor Swift, which is very funny. She's getting married. One of my exes. That's troubling. But it did remind me that we do have an interview I did with Taylor Swift.
That is true. And, well, I'll say she was a little younger at the time.
She was much younger, but she's a phenom. I mean, she's putting out top 40 hits when she was like 16 or something like that.
And she did that great movie, you know, with...
Love, it's Valentine's Day, right?
And let me tell you, if you watch it on Valentine's Day, it's the perfect movie.
You'll hate Valentine's Day. If you watch Taylor Swift's movie on Valentine's Day, you'll become a sweetest day kind of person. Do you have that clip handy?
Well, we'll have to play it...
After the break?
Yeah.
Are we that close to the break already? Oh, my God.
Because there is a little contest we need to get to.
That's true. Thank you very much. Okay. This is exciting, folks. Oftentimes, when we do contests here at Civic Media, Nightlight is kind of left out in the cold. Not by on purpose or anything. We don't take it personally. But I sit back here from 6 to 8 and listen to all my fellow Civic Media brethren and sistren giving all these fun details about contests. Well, this is a specific contest to Nightlight. It is our last chance summer getaway. How do you like that? Who's ready to get away? Well, we still have some summer left. It's a text to win giveaway, and it will be all night. I'll be giving the keyword. All you do is text in that keyword. Conrad, correct me if I'm wrong. They text in the keyword, and they're eligible, right?
Text in the keyword. I would... Do it through the app.
Do it through the app. They have to do it through the app,
yes.
Correct? Okay. So you have to have the app to play and to qualify for a Chula Vista overnight certificate and dining voucher. It's $175 value. That's cold hard cash. That's cash in your pocket. $175 clear, folks. So we are doing this tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday, and I'm about to give... I'll tell you what. I'll give the keyword after the break.
Okay.
Let's do that. And then I'll remind people a couple times. All you have to do, folks, text in the keyword on the app, and you are enrolled in the Nightlight text to win giveaway, last chance summer getaway. How fun is that? All right. So we've got that. What else did I want to? We have a call. Can we take a quick call?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's do it. Who do we have, Conrad?
Mark from the SAC.
Mark.
Hey, guy, you talked about Wisconsin sands. This is kind of a little different slant. But one time, my maternal grandmother now, and this is quite a while ago now, but so she's been passed on for a while. But there was one time she's given directions. She says, there's a stop sign, but you don't stop there. And that was kind of a family story that, you know, that came out. That you know, of course, you know, it was, you know, you get to stop and go beyond the stop. But she says, but you don't stop there. And it was, we always, and for some reason, she said stop sign. That memory came to mind.
Mark, so that is marvelous. We got to go. We're up against a break. Thank you so much for sharing that. Great stuff. All right. We are coming right back, folks. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Todd Michaels, ladies and gentlemen, my pal, will be here at 6:35 talking about really creepy stuff, specifically the Annabelle Doll X tragedy that just happened semi-recently, where a paranormal investigator which is exactly what Todd does. Thank you, Conrad. Was killed. So it's a terrible story. So we'll talk about that with Todd, as well as disappearing aircraft. I have a couple Wisconsin ghost stories I want to discuss with him. It'll always, it's always fun to have Todd on the show. And then Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic, will be here at 7:20. Always great to talk to Matt as well. Right now, folks, it is time for me to give you the keyword. In the Nightlight, Last Chance Summer Getaway. This is a really cool contest. I was saying before when you were taking that phone call, Mark, how funny was that, by the way?
Hilarious.
When you get to the stop sign, don't stop. What?
Okay, Grandma.
Okay. Love it. But we don't get to do many contests. We kind of like, we sit by the wayside. But we've got our own contest now, folks. It's very exciting. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week, the next three nights, Last Chance Summer Getaway here at Nightlight. Tonight's keyword is play, P-L-A-Y. So text that in on the app, and we will enroll you in the chance to win the grand prize, which is a one-night stay at Chula Vista with a certificate and dining voucher. It's $175 value, so you can't beat that. And we are not eligible, Conrad. That's just the way it's got to be. So, all right, Taylor Swift is getting married, and I, you know, it's funny. I don't, my wife watched, we were watching the Bears-Chiefs preseason game, and my wife was excited because she thought Taylor Swift was going to be there. And I was like, honey, it's preseason, first of all. Taylor doesn't need to be there for a preseason game. She was all bummed out. So then she's looking for Travis Kelce. She knows he's number 87. Like, why is that more exciting watching a guy catch football? He had like two catches and he's great. But like, just because he's getting married to Taylor Swift, that's why you want to watch him catch football. I don't get that. So, but we had a Taylor Swift, as many of you who listen to the show know, is one of my exes. And things ended, they ended amicably though, Conrad. I'm considerably older than her, but and less talented, but we got along swimmingly. She is a great girl. She was nice enough, and we met actually after this interview. So I talked to her kind of about, you know, her life and all that kind of stuff. And then that's when sparks flew. We kind of hit it off. But anyway, let's play that clip of my interview with Taylor Swift.
Taylor, thanks so much for taking time out today. How have you been?
I'm great, thanks. I'm totally into this game called pickleball.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
It's like for old people, but I like it.
Oh, that's so great. I've never heard of it, but I'll look for that game. So what else do you have going on these days? I know you have some albums and you seem like you're becoming really popular. What else do you have going on?
I'm just launching like a YouTube channel right now. It's totally cool. I mean, it'll probably never be as big as MySpace, but it's totally chill.
Oh, that's so cool. Wow, we'll look for that. I've never heard of YouTube. That's so great, Taylor. Now, I hear you're doing a movie. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I am totally going to start acting from now on. I'm so done with singing. I mean, how far can that really take me, right?
I get it. So tell us a little bit about the movie you're doing.
Oh my God, yeah. It's called Valentine's Day, and it's directed by, well, I'm not sure, but he's old. And Julia Roberts is in it, and Jessica Alba, and Jessica Biel. Like, I'm pretty sure everyone in the movie is named Jessica, but it's totally cool. It's so fun because people can watch it every Valentine's Day from now on. It's going to be a big hit. And I totally just did this Hannah Montana movie, too. I think acting's really the way to go.
Huh, okay. Now, you have to kiss a guy in the movie, right? Taylor Lautner, do you have a boyfriend, and is he jealous about stuff like that?
My boyfriend is Jake Gyllenhaal, and he's totally not jealous because he knows I will always love him and we'll be together forever.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool that you're dating an actor.
Yeah, oh my God, he's the best. I totally like actors and the creative type of people. I could never really see myself dating, like a big sweaty jock who's like a total bro, you know?
And how did that work out for you, Taylor? She was a sweet kid. I'm happy for those. And you know what? John and Gordy talked about it last night. They scooped me.
Actually, I outscooped them if you think about it, because I did
you
a beat
did the
on
beats.
It.
Yeah. Take that.
A lot of outscooping on here.
I love that. To me, it's so funny too when they talk about Jeff Cesario, John's cousin, who was on Nightlight months and months ago. And then John's like, why don't you get him on? I'll come on. We'll do a family reunion. And I put that out to Cesario. Have not heard a peep. Jeff and I are friends. That's what I get for getting involved in the Peterson family dynamics. All right, so we've got our question of the night. Todd Michaels is coming up in just a few minutes. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite Wisconsin quirk? We have our own way of doing things here. As you just heard Mark from the SAC say, his grandma used to say, what did she say? Get to the stop sign and don't stop.
Get to the stop sign. Don't stop there.
We've got Bloody Mary chasers. We call it a bubbler. We measure time. We measure distance by time instead of miles. Miners, we say or no. We sometimes ask questions and make it a statement. You going to the store, Pete? Conrad says we could say a couple and it could mean 2 or 100. We do use that term loosely, haphazardly. Yeah, exactly. So that's our question of the night, folks. Get in on the fun, and let's see what we have. How are we doing? We have text coming in, Conrad. Do I need to read some texts?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's our text line? I've forgotten everything. I was gone 4 days. You got a lot of texts. Okay. So Jim from Appleton says, a couple is 2. A couple couples are 4 to 10 people. A couple couples are 4 to 10 people. After 10, you move on to a few people. That is good for up to thousands. Thank you, Jim. We needed that to be set straight. From the 414, they say a horse apiece. Yeah. Is that a Wisconsin thing? I didn't realize that.
I mean, we do say that.
Yeah. The pair. Why is there only one? The pair. Why is that a joke? Is that a pun?
I'm not sure.
Tom from New Berlin is trying to put past us. All right. So we will we'll get back into this too. Read more of your texts and everything after we have some fun with our pal Todd Michaels. That is coming up. The keyword is play, folks. Text in the keyword and you're eligible for the grand prize of the Nightlight last of summer getaway. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. Do I seem rusty?
Just a little bit.
Just blowing the dust off the old radio act here, trying to get back in the groove. It is Wednesday night, folks. Our question of the night, what is your favorite Wisconsin quirk? We have we use chasers with our Bloody Mary because they're so spicy, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why you need chasers with a Bloody Mary, but we do that here in Wisconsin. We say bubbler. My thing was we ask a question that is really more of a statement, like going to the store, Pete, that kind of stuff. Conrad says we use the word couple. That can mean 2 or 100. And in Conrad's case, he means beers. So let us know what your favorite Wisconsin quirk is, and we will read your text on the radio. Right now, I'm really excited. This next gentleman is a friend of mine. Well, I consider him a friend. I don't know what he's got work. And he's, you know, he might be one of those people, Conrad, that doesn't have room for new friends. Todd is approaching middle age, and he's already got a ton of friends. He's very locked in here in Wisconsin, but enough time foolery. It is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight our old pal, radio legend, and paranormal investigator. He is also works on the podcasts Real Ghost Stories Online and Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, Mr. Todd Michaels. Hey, buddy, how are you?
It was very nice of you to say that I was getting up to middle age because I'm certainly already there.
Well, listen, it's a
well
thing.
Well over that.
Conrad says a couple beers are like 14, so we're a little we're not really holding anybody accountable.
I knew I liked Conrad for some reason.
It's good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Pete?
Good. You know, after you left here, Todd, I completely did not put the toilet seat down for a few weeks, and I left a coffee cup out because I knew you couldn't be here to do jack. You know what about it, buddy?
That's right. You know what, though? I mean, I felt that, like, in the deep core inner sides of myself, I knew that that's what was going on.
Here's how intuitive Todd is. Like, you know, he's a paranormal investigator. He's very locked in on sensory stuff. I walked in one night to the station here. It was probably a year ago. And he goes, "What's up, man? You okay?" And I totally wasn't. But I never say anything. It's like, I'm an adult. I suck it up and move on. And that's why people have heart attacks. But, you know, I didn't say anything. And Todd could tell something was amiss. And is that, that's really a quality you have, isn't it?
I would say probably. I can read a room pretty well. And sometimes that's a good thing when you want to know. And then there's also a bad thing when you don't want to know or you don't really care. But yeah, it is true.
Well, in my case, were you saying that out of concern or were you like, I hope something's wrong with Pete?
No, I was worried about you.
All right, good. Because I was close to going on air and you wouldn't be able to find anybody or just because you have a genuine concern for my well-being?
Oh, I care about you, Pete. I really do.
Appreciate that. Well, it's great to have you here, Todd. Do you have a favorite Wisconsin quirk or something we do here in Wisconsin that you like? We had, I don't know if you're aware of this, Todd, but I noticed in Wisconsin that people say, now when you get to the stop and go lights, go straight. Like they'll tell you to go somewhere and then keep going on that path.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely one of them. And it's, you know, we call them stop and go lights too, which is kind of weird. Isn't it just like, yeah. I always like the or no. Like it's always, we ask a question and then we give you the opportunity to say no to it. It's not like just, hey, Conrad, are you doing well or no? You know, we always add that to it.
It should be implied.
It should be implied. Yeah. You're right.
It's basically a multiple choice. We make it a multiple choice question. That was one of mine too. So that was great. All right. So Todd, before we jump into the paranormal stuff, you're still producing content. You have this great new gig. Tell us about your Real Ghost Stories Online, please.
Well, we just started doing this. Real Ghost Stories Online was actually started like 11 or 12 years ago by a good friend of mine, Tony Bruschi. He started podcasting when nobody else was podcasting. And so he's been doing it a very long time. It's one of the top ghost story podcasts out there. It was always ranked very well. And we just started doing something new on Monday nights. We go live from 8 until 10 p.m. You can find it on YouTube, search for Real Ghost Stories Online. And we'll be doing them live for 2 hours every Monday night.
Oh, wow.
Telling actual ghost stories from actual listeners. People call in, tell their stories. We have audio. We have letters that we read. And we generally mess around for about 2 hours. So that's a good portion of what I'm doing right now.
And that's live. That's pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah. And what was the time again, Todd?
8 till 10 Monday nights on Real Ghost Stories Online. Just find it on YouTube. But there is so much content that goes out every day. I can't even tell you like 20 or 30 different pieces of content that we have that go out. So definitely want to check it out if you're into ghosts. And if you've got a ghost story, you can always call in with yours as well.
I notice you're on 8 to 10. Is that because you knew it would be futile to compete with the juggernaut that is Nightlight?
I just thought, why would I want to compete with my very good friend, Pete Schwabba?
You're the best, man. Well, that sounds cool. And you're involved with the True Crime podcast as well.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. This is new to me. I've never been a real true crime lover, but I dived in headfirst, and it is amazing what goes on in the true crime world. And I'll just tell you that starting on Tuesday of next week, we'll be doing a live program every day from 10 a.m. till noon called Hidden Killers Live. It's with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and myself. Okay. And we will be talking about some of the biggest stories in the country, around the world, and we bring in experts to talk about it. FBI, a former FBI agent. So we have psychotherapists on to talk about it. And there's been like maybe 5 or 10 stories that we've been really digging into since I took this job. And it blows my mind, some of these stories. It makes you really wonder about how safe you are on a daily basis in your life.
Oh my gosh. So I'm kind of new to the party when it comes to true crime. My daughter got me into it, and I think the first true crime thing I watched was either the OJ one on Netflix or the Night Stalker. That was phenomenal. And I realized my thing with true crime is I love when they go from the police perspective. How did you catch them? What break did you catch? Like, to me, that's fascinating. The ones that are overhyped and play the eerie music and the mind of a killer, you know,
right?
That kind of stuff. Like, I love the procedure part about it. So would you say you're into true crime now since you've been doing this?
I kind of am. And there's a story that's out there right now. Hulu is doing a documentary on Fox Hollow Farm. And this is a guy, Mr. Baumeister, who lived just outside Indianapolis. And what they found is this guy, they found like 20 bodies in his backyard.
Ooh.
And it's out on Hulu right now. You got to check it out. But the interesting thing about it is not only is it a crazy story of this guy and how he got these people to come home with him and his home life, but also it's kind of turned into the paranormal side now, because investigators have gone to Fox Hollow Farm just outside Indianapolis and actually investigated. So that's kind of another angle of that story that's really interesting to me.
Oh, wow. That is cool. When you, I thought you were like the Baumeister angle. I thought you were going to say they found like a bunch of empty bottles of root beer. So trying to get to the bottom of this. That's cool. So, all right, let's jump into some paranormal talk, Todd.
Yeah.
So you told me about this story today that I was unaware of, the Annabelle Dahl X tragedy. And that must have hit kind of close to home because it was another paranormal investigator around your age. Tell us what happened.
Well, I'll just kind of generalize it, but the Annabelle Dahl, which has been a big part of the Conjuring series of movies and tied in Ed and Lorraine Warren, they found this doll years ago, and it was just a regular Raggedy Ann doll that they said had paranormal stuff go on with it. They locked it in their museum. Ed and Lorraine Warren had a museum at their house where they kept all these possessed items. And it could be a crucifix, it could be a chair, it could be a piece of clothing. And there was this doll, and they actually had it locked up in a case that had crucifixes on it and prayers and all that kind of stuff. Well, several weeks ago, I don't know whose idea this was, but they decided to take this thing on tour to various Paracons.
What the heck?
And one of the handlers who handled the doll, they had to take it out of the case at the Warren's house, put it in another case to take on display. And the guy died. He was roughly my age, right? Seemed to be in relatively good health. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, is it directly tied in? I don't know. But why would you mess with that? Why would you, if something is purportedly haunted, why would you take it out of a sealed case and then take it on tour to put other people in danger? It just seems really silly to me.
Do you think that's because they didn't believe the curse, or that it was haunted, or they didn't respect that somehow, or like, what would you do? Would you handle that doll, Todd?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't. And there's kind of another interesting piece of this. Matt Rife, the comedian, I think you probably know who he is, right?
Sure.
He just recently bought Ed and Lorraine's house.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So now he's going to, I'm hearing he's going to turn it into like a museum tour. They're going to do ghost hunting there and all this kind of stuff. But there is some weird thing in the contract with the house. I believe he's going to oversee all the haunted items. And it's just like, I don't know if that's something you really want to do. If I were Ed or Lorraine Warren, and for those who don't know who they are, they were into paranormal investigation before the Ghost Hunters came out with TV shows and all that. They were into it in the 60s and 70s. They were some of the lead investigators on the Amityville Horror, and of course, the Conjuring House too.
Wow.
So they were around a long time. But if I were them, and they're both dead, by the way, if I were them, I would come back and haunt the hell out of anybody who took a tour of my house. And the other part of it is a lot of the family is not happy about it, because grandchildren are thinking, yeah, this is grandma and grandpa's house. And now this comedian, like him or hate him, now owns grandma and grandpa's house. And he plans on doing something with it to make a little cash.
Don't you think karma should step in here and say, you know, first of all, this guy's a comedian. You should have a poster of Steve Martin up on your wall with the arrow through his head. Like, not, what are you doing buying a haunted house? I just feel like this has a recipe. This will be a movie someday with him. I don't think it'll end well for him, I guess is what I'm saying.
Isn't it always that way though? Like, movie stars want to be singers. Singers want to be movie stars. And for whatever reason, Matt Rife has always been into the paranormal. I think he's big friends with, Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures. So they've hung out together a little bit. And I think Zach Bagans is a douche. But other than that, I think it's just something that's always interested him. And now that he's got some money, excuse me, he wants to have a little piece of paranormal history, I guess.
You're right. Comedians want to be singers. Actors want to be this and that. And you set me
up. What do you want to be, Pete, when you grow up?
I'm getting to that. You set me up beautifully, buddy. Conrad, a C note, please. And I'm just going to do a quick little thing here. No. I think Conrad got nervous. He thought I was actually asking him to play the piano or something. Yeah, that's really strange to me that anyone would do that. And to me, it has horror film written all over it. The Warrens, interestingly enough, the doll supposedly has the soul of their... Not of their six-year-old, but of a six-year-old girl that owned the doll that died.
Why right. Would you I think her name was Annabelle. I don't know.
All right. Todd Michaels is here. Todd, we got so much. I always run out of stuff, and I have way too much stuff to talk to you about. Do we cover this to the degree?
Are I think so, here? Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some disappearing airplanes when we come back, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll do that. Matt Miller's here at 720, talking movies and TV. Right now, our pal Todd Michaels is here. The keyword, folks, is play. Get in on the nightlight fun, our end of summer contest. We're coming right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Nightlight's last chance summer getaway is in full... I can't even say it's in full throttle because it's only 3 days. So we are in our inaugural night here, folks, and the keyword is play. Text in play, and you are eligible to win a Chula Vista overnight certificate and dining voucher, $175. You can't put a price tag on that, can you, Conrad?
You know, Todd's eligible now.
Todd is eligible.
That's right. Well, dang. Wait, hey, hold on a second.
I really hope you already texted in, Todd.
I didn't yet, but I'm going to. The password... is play. Bing. That was the gig I always wanted. You know that, right?
Alan Ludden?
Well, was it Alan Ludden? Alan Ludden was one of the best, but I always wanted to work on a game show. I wanted to be Johnny Olsen or, you know, one of those guys that was the announcer.
Yeah, announcer gig would be cool. Because those guys made, oh my God. That's like Vanna White. You know, you have like the least amount to do on the show, but you get paid huge. And just saying, here's Alan Ludden. That guy probably makes a $1 million a year, you know?
It's ridiculous. I don't know if they made that much back in the day, but you'd work on like 4 or 5 game shows.
Yeah.
And that's what you do. You go in, you tape 5 game shows of Password, and then you'd go down the hall and tape 5 of something else. And all you had to do is read the script.
And then you go to Tom Bergen's and you drink for free for the rest of your life. It's a pretty sweet game. And you've got the voice, dude. You should have been that guy.
I know. I didn't. You know what? Late. I didn't do it. You know what, Pete? Thank you.
It's not
to hell with this interview. I'm going to go get a gig.
Whoa! You can finish the interview. I don't think 17 minutes is going to affect too much, or whatever we have left. Todd Michaels is my guest. You can see Todd's work at Real Ghost Stories Online and Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You produce these shows, right, Todd? And you're on the air with them as well, correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's. Again, the Hidden Killers Live is going to be starting on Tuesday, right after Labor Day. And we started the Real Ghost Stories Online a couple weeks ago. So that's in full throttle, as I'm going to use that word because you used full throttle. I'm really excited about being a part of it.
I'm kind of scared to watch things like Hidden Killers and that, because do you ever watch something like that and go, what if I'm a hidden killer? Not in the Homer Simpson voice, but you just really think maybe there's something in you that hasn't been unleashed yet.
Well, when you listen to psychotherapists, now one of the big stories over the last couple of years was what happened in Moscow, Idaho. And I'm not going to get deep into it because I don't know a lot about it, but Brian Koberger killed 4 students in Idaho. And we're just finding out a little bit more about Brian Koberger now. And it's kind of crazy because when you listen to psychotherapists talk about some of these people, you know, he studied like other people. I mean, it's crazy when you think about the Dahmers and they all have a little bit of linkage there. There's always something really, really in common. And I will just say this. If you like true crime a little bit, you can go online and get updated on so many different weird people out there and some of the stuff that went down. It's really crazy.
What is the thing that links that? I mean, I know they have similarities and they always look for, like, did they harm animals when they were younger, that kind of stuff. But what do you know what the similarity is, or are you just speaking generally?
I think just speaking generally, you know, a lot of them are broken in some way, shape, or form. A lot of them had issues in their family, dominating mothers. I mean, think of Psycho, right? I mean, we're not far off from that being kind of reality. So when you look at the family dynamic of some of these people, we're covering Donna Adelson. She had, well, she's on trial right now, and they're trying to figure out if she masterminded and paid for her son-in-law getting killed in Florida. Back in like 2014, I don't know how long ago it was. At any rate, it is absolutely crazy, you know, how that family dynamic worked. She was the matriarch of the family, and, you know, kids wouldn't even go to the bathroom and take a crap without asking mommy if it was okay. And even in adulthood, they didn't do anything in life without approval from mom. So you see this kind of similarly in so many stories when it comes to true crime stuff.
That's insane. I've been asking for permission to go to the bathroom my whole life. I've never killed anybody. Right? I mean, that's a different gene.
Who are you asking?
Just this random strangers.
That's different. That's a whole different problem.
I go over to Hagermeister Park and ask for permission. Or do I have to buy something? Todd, let's get to this. This is pretty cool. This, I always say that, and it's terrible. It's not pretty cool. It's a plane crash or a disappearance, but Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. It's been called the biggest mystery in aviation history as to what happened with that flight. How do airplanes disappear? Have you ever investigated anything like that or know people who have?
I mean, I know some people that are into studying it and reading about it and all that. And it is amazing to me when you look at the number of flights that go down and are never found. They're just never found. They may, if they're lucky, find wreckage somehow in right. the ocean or something like that, but they never actually find where the plane went down. Bodies are never found, all that kind of stuff. And it's not like one or two. If you look through history, there's a lot, which also makes me scared about getting in a plane.
Listen, I've gotten more scared about getting on a plane, especially after all those incidents earlier in the year. But I mean, I've never liked flying, but it was just kind of a necessary thing. But I don't understand how a plane, like, they can track it. It took off 38 minutes later. It went, you know, dark. Right. So if you draw an arrow in 38 minutes or whatever, now I'm doing the Wisconsin thing where we measure distance by time. But it baffles me that with all the technology we have that we can't pinpoint or find, like you say, wreckage.
It almost makes you wonder if something wasn't planned and something's not being hidden.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been that kind of guy, but it is kind of strange when they can't find anything or have absolutely no answers to the point where it's like, well, it might have just disappeared or is in a different stratosphere or universe right now or something. Can we keep you for a few more minutes after the
sure.
news, Todd? Okay. Todd Michaels is here. Radio legend, as I like to call him, approaching middle age. Matt Miller's here at 720. And I'm going to give you the keyword, folks, after intermission here when we start Act 2. That's all coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.